host, the Grilling Guys, on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking about a little bit of 4th of July prep and getting ready for your barbecue in your backyard. This is the quintessential holiday for barbecues, and we want to make sure you're prepared. But Barbecue Bob, talking a little bit about burgers, man.
And, that's right.
I got my little Food Network reference book right here. If any of you get this Food Network magazine, every month they
Chop's
throw a little...
Chop's a salesperson for them, so be careful.
No,
he gets
a
commission.
But I tell you what, it's loaded with information.
And, that's right.
And I got to give you a little bit of it. But
there
I've
you
got
go.
I've got a little notebook out of the center fold of this thing called 50 Burger Toppings. We might hit one or two of them.
All righty then.
But burger.
Thank you. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest radio show on the networks. And if you ever want to check out our website, it's called thegrillinguys.com. Mm-hmm. Just go to the website. If you look at the top right corner of our site, you'll notice a headset. You click on that, and we will send this show to you automatically via the wonderful internet, and it's free. We don't charge you a penny for that. Also on the right, you'll see a sidebar with all of our sponsors on it, and you can click on those links, and it'll take you to their current specials. So they might be running a sale on,
fishing kayaks at Allen Bob.
There
right?
you go. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Wasn't that fun?
Right.
So anyway, that bumper music, we're being produced today by the one and only Brian Fongers, the wizard of the big board. And he just, for a kid, I don't know, what is he, 12?
Yeah. For a kid, I don't know, he's getting married in a year, so he might be 14.
13.
Right, yeah.
It's Michigan, 14. So anyway, for a kid his age to come up with something like that, when I heard that music, I was the youngest of seven, right? And in the 60s.
You were the oops.
Yeah, I was probably. I still am. But back then, my older brothers would go to drive-ins, and you'd pull up in your car, and the waitress would come out and bring a hamburger to you.
Right.
And they were playing music like that when they would bring you a hamburger. And if I sat in the back of my brother's 64.
Skirts and skates.
Yes.
Is what they came
with. Well,
right.
these didn't skate. But as a little boy, you know, 8 years old or seven, you know, and somebody comes up and brings you a burger in the back of a 64 Chevy.
Right.
Right? It's
You're
so
dating
cool.
dating yourself.
I am. Nobody else will.
Right.
So let's talk about burgers. I want to talk about blends, and
what do you mean
everybody
by that?
Has an opinion of how much fat should be in your burger.
Right. Me, I'm an 85 to 80 guy. That means I've got 15 to 20% fat mix in my burger.
I wish I only had 15%
the
fat.
The tree huggers will want 5 to 10. To me, it's dry. And I don't enjoy that.
Well, you don't wear Birkenstocks.
I mean, well, and the thing is that if there isn't a little juice running down your chin, man, you're not eating a good burger.
You can't say that.
And I did. But my point is that fat adds flavor. And I don't eat burgers every day. But when I do eat one, I want one that tastes good. And you can doctor them up. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the next few minutes. But
okay,
the burger itself is
so you're
talking
about like these 5%ers, which I put on here. 5% fat.
Yeah.
That is like round steak. And what's wrong with round steak? It's tough.
Right.
It's going to be dry, lean. And if you make a burger out of that, you better make it medium rare.
Yeah.
Or rare because
you get much beyond that, it's going to dry out and you're eating sawdust, man.
Yeah, it's a shoe.
It's just not that good. But you know what? I'm a fat guy that likes fat food, and I'm just telling you, I'm not gonna waver from that because that 5 and 10% ground beef is
fat bottom girls.
Not my stuff.
Fat bottom girls come in there too.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
So let's talk about handling them.
That's
interesting. For one thing, it is because people make the mistake sometimes, and if you're taking Jop's version and going 20% fat, you can do anything to that burger you want. And for one thing, there's so much fat in there, you can molest that piece of globulus.
Quit talking like I'm a burger molester, man. I'm just like flavor.
You can do whatever you want to that thing, and there's so much fat in there. By the time you get done grilling it, it's not going to be tough. But the funny thing is about ground meat is if, just like bread, when my mother taught my wife how to make bread, she'd say, you know, if you knead it too much, your bread's going to be tough. And she was right. You don't want to punch the heck out of it.
Right.
You want to let it rise and then punch it down. You don't want to overwork bread, or you don't want to overwork burger either.
Right.
If you're making a meatloaf, if you're making anything, sausage patties, the more you tend to compress it,
right,
when you get done cooking it, it's going to stay in that compressed state. And if you're really lean, you're going to notice it. It's going to be a bad deal for you. So if you do like I do, when you get your cows processed, and they ask you when you do your cow, you know, do you want 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes? Because they shoot it into a tube and freeze it.
The ground beef.
The ground meat, yeah. Right. The hamburger. I like to take that and thaw it and cut it into about a 2-inch little patty. I do 1.5 pound packages, and I slice it right through the casing and everything, and you know, like 1.5 inch, and then I put that thing on a piece of wax paper, and I smash it down one time, pushing in the edges, and I throw it on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dump it and, you know, make a big ball and all this stuff. If you're buying bulk hamburger fresh, bulk ground beef fresh, then, yeah, you'll have to scoop it out, and you'll have to make a ball out of it and smash it down and make your burger. But my simple point of reference on this handling thing is what you don't want to do is knead that too much. Just like Grandma said with the bread, you don't want to work that hamburger a bunch to try and make that patty that stays together.
Right.
You want to touch it as little as possible. So if you can pull it out of its container and make your patty in a couple of strokes,
yep,
it's going to be really tender, and it's going to be a nice thing
to
bite.
Grab your serving, smash it together.
And that's a weird thing.
And, you know, we've got people that like to mix a lot of seasonings,
yeah,
in, and they handle and it they way too it. Much.
Yeah, yeah, they're putting breadcrumbs and eggs and all.
Right.
Well, that's a meatloaf.
Right.
And your meatloaf would be tough if you do too much of that, too.
Right. So the seasoning goes on top, not in.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and that your burgers will be better if you do that. They really will.
And if you don't mind a tough burger, go ahead and work the snot out of it, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's a chewy burger, that's all. But the fat mixture, some people are like, I don't like all that fat. You know, our friends at Sobey Meats have talked to us about a mixture. It's
right.
Not just ground beef. They'll right. Put some brisket in there. They'll even put some bacon in there.
Right.
And they'll mix that up. And there's another thing that is really tasty is don't be afraid to experiment with something like that. Is that if you've got ground beef, maybe brisket's beef, but if the ground round, if you will, and then you do put a little brisket in there, it's a little more flavorful,
so
and then maybe some bacon.
So now if you're going to buy that hamburger in a tube from the big box store, now you're going to – no, that's okay. I understand. People do it. Okay? You're going to want to make sure you cook that to at least 145, 150 degrees.
Right.
That's not a burger you're going to want to serve medium rare.
Right, right.
You go to a good butcher and – he's just going to have great meat standards, cleanliness, and you're going to avoid all the problems
in your medium
of bacteria.
Your medium of 125 or 130 is going to be
fine.
Really, really
just
juicy.
Fine. Eat it raw.
Coming up next, we're going to stuff our mouths with some burger, and we're going to show you how to stuff a burger, too. Stick with us. He's just made in America.